This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Friday edition of the Doug and Danny Show continues here from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Glad to have you along with us. We're here until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Mitch Sherman is coming up from the College World Series in Omaha from the Omaha World Herald. We're going to have Ed Littler, our buddy from KHAS here in Hastings, join us. I think he's got or will have an interesting perspective. He really has known the Pelini boys longer than any of the media outlets in the entire state of Nebraska, stomping through the Ohio grounds and covered that for some time. Be interested to see what Ed thinks about Nebraska going into the Big Ten, and maybe a couple things that fans can expect, maybe a couple things only a Big Tenner would know that we haven't heard yet. So we'll talk to Ed coming up in a little bit as well. A lot of things going on this weekend, including the big tractor pull and all that's going on in Ravenna, the Father's Day Rod Run going up at Ord, the Valley County Rod Run. They always do a job with their car club. All day. A lot of these guys doing things and donating their time and I guess just doing things for free to try and help their local economy and do some great things. Plus, the U.S. Open is on. The soccer continues. The College World Series every game here on ESPN. Shrine Bowl and the 8-man All-Star football game tomorrow. Both can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. All of that going on. Danny, what are you looking most forward to this weekend?
Well, you know, if you're from Nebraska and you've taken part in it, I think you'll probably the College World Series getting underway. That's such a big event for Omaha. They do such a great job with it. It's just a fun time of year to see those eight teams, the best eight teams, collide. Other than that, you know, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, by the way, out there with both of our pops and, every father out there. I hope you have a great Sunday and get to do some grilling and get to do some enjoyable things with the wife and the children.
I got a big 48 hours for my dad. It's Father's Day Sunday and it's birthday Monday. So
well,
happy birthday.
Dynamite, huh?
Father's Day. It's like having your birthday on Christmas. It's like, you know, come on.
It's got Dougie's birthday, Father's Day, Pop's birthday.
Yep, that's the way it is.
Oh. What are you doing to celebrate your birthday?
He almost had the greatest gift of all on his birthday. They're a couple days early, though, so what are you going to do? What do you got going on this weekend? Not that anybody cares.
I might try and snag something. Might try and catch a fish. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet, but that seems to be my plan.
Hey, I saw some great talent last night here in Hastings at the second annual Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic. Abby Sorensen, a Clay Center graduate, is going to UNO, and boy, did she play last night. 26 kills in a four-set match. 26 kills. They came out on the losing end, unfortunately, to the All-Stars of the Lou Platte Conference in four pretty well-played games, and I think they got better as the night moved along. Katie Sokolowski, who's headed to UNK out of Kearney Catholic, led the Lou Platte with 14 kills. Some of those kids on the Triblin team are down at Beatrice for another Southeast Nebraska All-Star game tonight. It seems like they never end. There's just stuff going on all the time. And, Daddy, Nebraska has picked up another oral commitment for the football team. And this is a kid that lives in Beatrice, but, again, moved in. He's originally from Detroit, from the Detroit area in Michigan. But Dan Davey runs a pretty fast 40. Whatever you want to say, it's 4.4 or quicker. Anything that's handheld, nobody seems to give credence to anymore because it's so far off when they put him under the real laser. But it doesn't matter. He's a wide receiver, safety. And can you believe Kansas offered him a couple of weeks ago? He's 16 right now. Won't turn 17 till August. He didn't make up his mind, wasn't sure what he wanted to do. Then Turner Gill called him and said there were no more scholarships remaining at his position. There is at Nebraska, and there's not at Kansas. Should we be worried?
Well, you know what? Maybe they're... I think Nebraska wants to play strong safety. I'm not sure what Turner Gill had intentions playing, but you know what? If you've got a class and you've already got your two strong safeties or your two safeties that you're looking at and you've got them locked up and you told them, hey, we're not going to look around, yeah, what do you do? It's kind of a rock and a hard spot. Do you move into a receiver? Depending on how good of an athlete you think he is. But,
well, Beatrice coach Bob Sexton is probably going to play him at tailback this year. He had over 1,000 all-purpose yards as a wide receiver last year. He told the Lincoln Journal-Star he plans to play him at the tailback this fall. And Davey becomes the second recruit from in-state, joining Crete offensive lineman Ryan Reeves. He's the 10th overall commit for the class of 2011.
I'm hearing this Reeves kid is something special, a difference maker on the line. So that's good news for the Huskers, I think.
That is very, very good news. What's good news is the food that they're starting to bring out to all the folks that are at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We're having a great time. We're here until 1. Next couple of people that come in and tell Daddy he's right. Going to give you a Bullseye t-shirt. We've given away some Royals tickets. The U.S. Open is continuing. Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us when we come back. Graham McDowell has now tied Brendan DeYoung at the top of the leaderboard, both sitting at 2-under for the tournament. A lot of folks at 1-under, including Dustin Johnson and Sean McKeel on the course. Phil Mickelson, K.J. Choi, Mike Weir, Ian Poulter all tee off later today. The early guys are starting to make the turn. Tiger Woods is on the course. He's 1-under for the day through 7, 2-over for the tournament. And right now that has him in a tie for 28.
I got to think, Doug. Right now, you take even par and sit in the clubhouse?
I would. Ain't no doubt about it. Ain't nobody at the top of this leaderboard that scares me right now. The young Graham McDowell, don't scare me. Mitch Sherman is going to join us and give us all the information you need to know about going to the College World Series. He'll join us right after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Bullseyes in Hastings.
Have you been stuck trying to lose the same 10 or 20 pounds for years? Many of us eat too many fast foods and overprocessed foods, causing us to feel sick, tired, bloated, and overweight. Now there's a fast way to eliminate unhealthy toxins and lose weight. It's called Herbal Cleanse, and it's only found at Complete Nutrition. Herbal Cleanse is a detox formula that rids your body of excess waste, in some cases up to 12 pounds. This is weight you can't lose by simply dieting or exercising. Take Herbal Cleanse before you start any exercise or weight loss program. In only 10 days, you can find yourself feeling healthy, refreshed, and on your way to reaching your weight loss goals.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
How very convenient that the day that celebrates Dad is also a day you can take him golfing at Indian Head. The father-son, father-daughter, two-person best ball. Set your own tee times using 80% of handicap or Callaway flights set by age and sex. $35 a person includes 18 holes, cart, and prize fund. It's Father's Day, June 20th. Call now. Set your tee time. 308-381-4653. 381-4653. Indian Head. Let's the fun begin.
Hope for a world without cancer. Progress towards a cure. Answers for your community. The American Cancer Society offers hope, progress, and answers in the fight against cancer. Join us in the fight by participating in Relay for Life as we walk through the night to raise money and provide hope, progress, and answers to more cancer survivors. The celebration of life begins Friday, June 18th at 6 o'clock at the Central Catholic High School track. Visit RelayForLife.org for more information.
It's grassroots racing at its finest at Cam Raceway. Come on out for a night of family and friendly fun. From the 4-year-old rookie go-karts all the way up to the 600 Outlaw Micro Sprints, all racing on a 1/8-mile short dirt track. It should provide for a night of exciting, super-fast, seat-of-your-pants, spilling-your-drink racing. So grab your family and grab some friends and head on out to the track for some Friday night excitement. Grandstands open at 7 and racing starts at 8. Admission is $5 for adults and children 12 and under are free. It's grassroots racing at its finest and it's only at Cam Raceway.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Are you spending your whole day off mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider because the summer is too short to spend it all cutting grass. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Bullseyes in Hastings. Glad to have you along with us with all the things that are going on. Daddy said you might do some fishing, you might do some golfing, you might have some work to do around home. Well, at some point it's Father's Day, you want to be home, you want to treat Dad. How about you show Dad that you can run the grill as well and impress him with the meat and the products that you get at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney, where they've got items coming out of the smokehouse every day. And, of course, all beef at Troutman's is USDA-certified Angus beef. Their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've got the best steaks around. And maybe a Father's Day gift, Daddy, how about the Green Mountain Grill?
Yeah, what a surprise that would be to have that on Dad's back doorstep, getting ready after Sunday for a little Sunday grill and all the pellets for him.
Is that what you're getting for your dad? I've heard you've kind of slipped down from top sun to maybe two and a half here. You're fighting out between two and three sun right now.
Yeah, I'm probably three. I got a firm grip on three since there's only three of us. Yeah, that would be an excellent surprise for Pop. Troutman's Quality Meats, I'm telling you, whether you're talking Italian sausage, whether you're talking bratwurst, whether you're talking chorizo, whether you're just talking the regular State Fair brat, they've got them. Troutman's Quality Meats.
Also a nice selection of domestic and imported wines and beer to choose from, including wines from Max Creek Wines in Lexington, and available at Troutman's, the new Superior States wines. So food, drink, and maybe you just want to put some snack sticks or some to-go food in the tackle box, in the golf bag. They've got it for you there at Troutman's Quality Meats. Well, we are live at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and now that the NBA Finals are done, we really turn our attention on ESPN Radio to every single game from the College World Series. And covering the College World Series and covering college baseball all season long from the Omaha World Herald, a friend, Mitch Sherman, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Or have we swung to afternoon, I guess? I've officially got to throw it in the afternoon. What's the news from Omaha this morning? There's always something going on Friday at the College World Series.
I had a thunderstorm roll through this morning about 9 o'clock, so that was nice. Other than that, if that's news, teams are taking batting practice. I'm watching UCLA take a little batting practice right now, and first four coaches from bracket two have already been up and said their piece at the always exciting pre-College World Series press conference. Lots of talk this year, as expected, about the sentimental final season of Rosenblatt Stadium, and we're going to hear from the bracket one teams here at 2 o'clock.
Mitch, have you got a feeling down there with anybody over? I know Arizona State seems to be that number one overall seed. Do they look to have the most talent by far in this deal? Or is it a pretty good control group that you can see anybody coming out of here?
I don't think it's by far. I think because of that number one seed and because so few national seeds advanced here, that if you're going to pick a favorite, you say Arizona State. But Arizona State's playing for a first-year head coach. Who's been to this event many times, but never as a head coach. They're replacing two great pitchers from last season who were the bread and butter of a team that made it to Omaha. And they've proven through the year that they've been able to replace those guys and haven't missed a beat. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Leake, who has made the jump straight from college to Major League Baseball with the Cincinnati Reds, and I don't think has lost a game yet as a big league pitcher. He was the ace of that Arizona State staff a year ago. And then Josh Spence, the Australian, who was really one of the big stories in the College World Series a year ago, has been injured all year. He was the expected ace of that staff. So, Arizona State didn't just cruise into this thing. You wouldn't make them the hands-down favorite. They've been through some adversity, and they've responded well, and we'll see if that continues here. I think UCLA is right there in that mix too. Solid all season, got off to a great start, and I think UCLA has the best pitching staff from top to bottom in this event. And usually, at least in the last few years, it's been pitching and defense that takes teams far in Omaha. So I'm going to watch UCLA with a close eye as this thing gets underway.
Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today as we're live at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Can you give the fans the sense, usually the general fan only watches the College World Series and wants to know about the teams. What about that adversity? Because there was some strange incidents about the coaching change at Arizona State. Have you heard from any of the kids on how that helped this year's team get better?
Well, I think it got them focused. They had to be focused. And Tim Esme, the new head coach, who took over for Pat Murphy, who was resigned, let go, depending on how you look at it. I guess Murphy was pretty much pushed out the door at Arizona State late in the process, so much so that Arizona State didn't feel it had time to conduct a coaching search, and it brought in Esme, who was familiar with the program, had been on the staff for a few years, was a former Sun Devil himself, knew the players. They brought him in on an interim basis, and he's been so successful this year that interim tag has been removed. I'm sorry. There is not going to be a coaching search at Arizona State. He's the guy moving forward. I think what happened in the off season, there's definitely some still mystery as to what exactly happened with Pat Murphy. We know their program was under investigation with some things by the NCAA. There were allegations of some rules violations, but nothing has been made public to this point about sanctions or, you know, if anything is going to happen to the Arizona State baseball program as far as penalties related to Pat Murphy's time at the school. But the bottom line is he's gone. He was a successful coach here. They've moved on. I think they've become more focused because they've had to be more focused. And we'll see if Arizona State plays with a different kind of mentality in Omaha this year. In the past, they've been just a great hitting team that hit with tons of power, didn't necessarily always pitch, although a year ago with Leak and Spence, they sure did pitch. We're able to bash their way through the Pac-10 and make it to Omaha often. This year, it's a team that doesn't hit many home runs in comparison to past ASU teams, but steals a ton of bases and really pitches well and performs in the clutch, as we saw in both of those super regional games against Arkansas, which were won in extra innings, both of them. I think they're well-equipped to make a run.
Mitch, with the feelings Nebraska fans have had with maybe Texas and the whole realignment thing, if there is a darling team out there, I got to think it's going to be TCU. Are you getting a feel for that already in Omaha?
Well, TCU was the first team up for batting practice this morning. They've been through this. They're going to be regardless of anything that happened with Nebraska and the whole Texas situation and the Big Ten and all that. I think TCU is going to be the Cinderella story, the darling of this World Series, no matter what. The fact that they beat Texas, you would think, might add something as far as the fans being supportive of TCU. But one thing that I've learned about the College World Series over the years is that the people who come to this event, even if they're Nebraska fans, they really put that aside for these 2 weeks. And Nebraska can hate Texas for... fans around here can hate Texas for 51 weeks out of the year, but when the Longhorns make it to Omaha for the College World Series, they've always been well received. So I don't think just that a team that knocked Texas out of the World Series, even in this year in this climate of all the conference controversy, I don't think TCU is going to be more well received because of what it did to Texas. But I do think TCU will be kind of the darling of that bracket one. And don't think that means that these guys are a big underdog, because the best player in this tournament, just in terms of sheer talent, is going to be on the mound for TCU tomorrow. And that's Matt Perk, who was the 14th pick in the draft a year ago by the Texas Rangers. That's not the 14th round. That's the 14th pick in the first round of the draft. This is a left-hander, 6'4", who throws 97 miles an hour as a true freshman. And he's 14-0 this year and just completely shut Texas down in the first game of that super regional. So this is the kind of guy who does not play college baseball. I mean, it is a once-in-a-decade, if not more, type of thing to see this kind of talent come play college baseball, at least this kind of talent come play college baseball as a freshman. A year ago you had Steven Strasburg at San Diego State, and obviously he developed into a talent that was even greater than what Perk is now. But as a freshman to come into college baseball as the 14th pick in the draft, you don't see that, and that's definitely a bonus for TCU.
Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about the College World Series, every game right here on ESPN starting tomorrow. I already heard your name, or you name UCLA really twice in your opening couple of statements there, Mitch, and it's the only battle of the national seeds to make it into the first round here at the College World Series. They were one out away from not making it and got the home run, then came back and took care of Cal State Fullerton. Do you like this Bruin squad?
I'll know more when I see them play. I got familiar with UCLA real early in the year covering Nebraska, because Nebraska went out to LA and UCLA was just red hot at the start of the year, and nobody could touch their pitchers. And it isn't just Garrett Cole, who's the only other former first-round pick, by the way, playing college baseball other than Perk. Cole was the first-round pick of the Yankees in 2008, turned them down to come to college. It isn't just Garrett Cole. Their pitching staff is with Trevor Bauer and Rob Rasmussen. One through three, I think, hands down, is the best pitching staff in this tournament, and I would say best in the country if Texas didn't have three guys who were potential future first-round picks themselves. But, of course, the Longhorns are no longer competing, so that nod's got to go to UCLA in this tournament. I liked UCLA a lot early in the year, and they got off to an unbelievable start, and then they kind of went through a little bit of a lull when they got into the Pac-10 and settled back into the pack, and it kind of appeared that this was going to be a team that peaked early and wasn't going to make it to Omaha, and nearly didn't, as you mentioned. You know, Cal State Fullerton was kind of the opposite type of team, started slow and picked up steam as the year went on, and you kind of thought, okay, the Titans are going to be back in their position. I expected to see Cal State Fullerton win that Super Regional, and it nearly did. But now that UCLA's here, it has gotten back to the kind of baseball or close to it that it was playing early in the year. And I mentioned because of that pitching, I think they're going to have a chance in every game. And it sets up perfectly for that bracket play where these games are spread out and you don't play on back-to-back days if you keep winning. With those three guys, they could make it through bracket play and get into the championship series with just those three starting pitchers. So if UCLA gets into the loser's bracket, I don't like their chances. But if they keep winning, I think they're always going to be the favorite.
Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch, maybe a quick thought on Sonny Galloway and the Big 12 flavor in this tournament and his squad as they roll into Omaha after exciting, got the bats rolling versus Virginia.
Yeah, Oklahoma really flew under the radar this year because Texas just completely dominated the Big 12. Won the conference outright with about 3 weeks left to play. Nobody challenged Texas in that race for the Big 12 title, so people didn't think of Oklahoma as a contender for the College World Series. But the Sooners had a good season, got a number one seed in the regional, beat North Carolina, which was a tough out at home in the regional play, and then went to Virginia, where again people didn't give Oklahoma a chance. Virginia was arguably the best team in the country, right up there with Texas and Arizona State through the regular season, and Oklahoma lost that first game, came back and won game two, and then pounded Virginia 11-0. When I think the Cavs were just holding that bat way too tight on Monday in the Super Regional finale. So here they are. And Sonny Galloway is an excellent, excellent coach. And we've seen that for 5.5 seasons in the Big 12. He took over for Larry Coschell under really tough circumstances back in 2005. And since then, that program has just consistently gotten better and better and better. And they've been knocking on the door to make it to Omaha. So I'm not surprised from that perspective that Oklahoma's here, but I am surprised that Oklahoma's here when you consider how little attention the Sooners have got during the year. One thing to note with Oklahoma, and it's going to be something people talk about as you watch these games on ESPN and listen to them, is that Garrett Buchel, the Big 12 Freshman of the Year from 2009, and Cameron Seitzer, who's a redshirt freshman this year, these are the sons of Kevin Seitzer, the former big leaguer with the Royals, and Steve Buchel, the former big leaguer with several teams, I believe. These guys know the game. They've got great genes on that team, having the sons of former big leaguers, and I think people will notice those names, Seitzer and Buchel, as the College World Series goes on.
Just a couple of minutes left with Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald, live from Rosenblatt Stadium. We're live at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill here in Hastings. We haven't talked, Mitch, since Nebraska was accepted into the Big Ten. Quick thought from you on what that will do to Mike Anderson and the Nebraska baseball program.
Well, you can read a lot about that Sunday in the World Herald. I've got a story coming out about Nebraska moving into the Big Ten and just what Big Ten baseball is all about. But to give you a little bit of a preview, I don't know how you can look at it and say it's a good thing. Mike Anderson is not saying that. He says he's not going to talk negatively about this situation. And I suppose if you want to spin it and say the level of competition is going to go down, and maybe that could be a good thing to get Nebraska back on track. Well, I don't think you ever want to go the opposite direction as far as what your level of competition is. More difficult to handle than even the level of competition and the northern sites and just the difficulty of getting a full season in and the relative lack of interest and commitment from the conference in the sport in comparison to the Big 12. Although the Big 10 does support baseball, but it's not like the Big 12. There hasn't been a team in the CWS in the Big Ten since 1984. So So let's not say these are the same types of leagues. More difficult than that, I think, is the fact that the Big Ten greatly restricts the amount of travel time teams are allowed to spend on the road and miss class for non-conference games during the year, and also the way that they handle scholarship distribution. You know, I'll get more into this in the article on Sunday, but basically the league does not allow you to oversign. So you are only allowed to sign recruits to replace the seniors you have on your current roster. If you lose juniors to the draft or you lose recruits to the draft, those scholarships are going to be sitting out there potentially unfilled for your team that next fall. And then Nebraska has lost its share plenty of recruits and juniors to the draft over the last few years, including three guys already this season who were drafted in Drew Robinson, the fourth rounder, a recruit out of Las Vegas, and then Michael Marriott and Mike Nesbitt, juniors on the Nebraska team, have signed contracts. They would not be allowed to replace those players' scholarships in recruiting under the guidelines of the Big Ten Conference. So some real challenges for Nebraska as it moves forward into the Big Ten in 2012.
Mitch, before we let you get out of here, got to go with who is your pick to be hoisting this trophy 10 days from now?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot. You know, I guess I've talked a lot about Arizona State and UCLA, and you know, the Pac-10 has definitely done its won its share of championships both here and you know, in other sports too in recent years. So I'm going to pick one of those two teams. You know, maybe they'll play in the championship finals. Who knows? If I had to take one of those two right now, I guess I'd say Arizona State, just because of what it's done over the course of the entire season, so consistent and you know, winning more than any of these teams in the field over 3 months.
And Mitch, last question: since you're there and a lot of fans are going to be heading there, we've heard about some new security and some things down there. What can you tell the fans that are coming to Omaha? How much of a pain it will be, or if it's not that big a deal?
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but then I walked in with my media credential and, you know, didn't get looked over too closely. If you can get your hands on a media credential as a fan, you can get into the stadium pretty easily. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. But there is a fence. There is a chain link fence around the stadium. I saw it as I was driving in. It's not real, you know, it's not all that noticeable. It's not something that's going to take away from the atmosphere of the stadium, I don't think. Now, I guess it just depends on how the security is going to react to letting people through that fence. I know it's always good to be able to walk through the parking lots as you're making your way from 13th Street over to 10th Street. And if you're not going to be able to cut through, it's just going to be an inconvenience for fans to have to walk around, and that's never fun. But, you know, it's going to be a festive atmosphere down here. It's going to be a sentimental atmosphere. It's going to be difficult for some people as the series winds to an end, and this is closing the curtain on Rosenblatt Stadium. So I think it'll be one that we all remember for things other than the baseball, and maybe we'll just get a great tournament to go with this thing and make it even better. But regardless, it's going to be memorable, and I wouldn't be too concerned about the fence or the security or anything like that. Just come and have a good time.
Mitch, what do you get at Zesto's?
I like to get a malt, or I can even go with a shake. I mix some butterscotch and some hot fudge in there, and I'll make sure I do that at least a couple times during this tournament.
Well, Mitch, we'll see you in Omaha at least once this week, so we always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and get back to watching batting practice, okay?
All right, stop by and say hi when you're here.
Will do. Thanks, Mitch. Don't forget, folks, the World's got a great book coming out. You want to check that out, go to omaha.com. That talks about the history of the World Series. Steve Pivovar, really, and Rich Kipas, all the crew there, but are really doing a good job with that. And every game of the College World Series right here on ESPN Radio. And Mitch Sherman, as he said, will have a big article about Nebraska going to the Big Ten in baseball and what it means to the baseball program on Sunday. And Daddy, here at Bullseyes, they'll have all the games on. You can watch College World Series, U.S. Open this weekend, World Cup Soccer, whatever it is, Major League Baseball, they've got it here for you.
Walleye fishing as well going on the Versus Network right now.
Yes, there is. You learn anything, bro?
Oh, Babe Winkleman's pulling him in.
A little snags up in the face. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Bullseyes. Come by and join us. We're here till 1. Grab some lunch. They got a lot going on this weekend. Of course, Prime Rib every Friday and Saturday night. Comedians coming in tomorrow. Beer Garden's open. We'll tell you more about it after this.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop. Sports bar and grill, baby.
While most people were going about their ho-hum everyday routine, Mountain Dew fans were busy working together, carefully plotting the future of Dew in the palms of their Dew-holding hands with a plan for the next great Mountain Dew flavors. It's called Dewmocracy, and the results have been, well, awesome.
I love Mountain Dew. I'm a Mountain Dew fan, freak, fanatic, whatever you want to call it.
I'm a Dew fan, and I help create the next flavor of Dew.
People like me and people just like you have been hard at work to create three new flavors of Mountain Dew.
We chose the flavors.
We chose the name.
We helped design the graphics.
Listen up, people, because now it's your turn to join the Dew movement. Your part is simple. Taste all three. Mountain Dew Whiteout, a smooth citrus Dew. Mountain Dew Typhoon, a tropical punch Dew. Mountain Dew Distortion, a lime-blasted Dew. Then, vote for your favorite at Dewmocracy.com. The flavor that gets the most votes will become the next full-time Dew flavor. Hurry, these flavors will not last long. Make your Dew voice heard. Vote now at Dewmocracy.com. Voting ends June 14th, 2010.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
And we're back on the Duncan Davies Show as we take a look at what's going on in the U.S. Open. It's still Graham McDowell, Brendan DeYoung, and now Dustin Johnson is at 2 under par. Dustin, 2 under through 10 today, tie for the lead at 2 under. You get a host of folks at 1 under that haven't teed off yet today. Alex Chayka is at even. He's on the golf course with Sean McKeel, Paul Casey. They both were in good shape, tied for the lead to start today. They're both 2 over as they make the turn. Tiger Woods started on the back nine today, so his 8th hole was the long par 3, 17th, where you got the Tom Watson chip in and the Jack Nicklaus hitting of the pin with the 1 iron. He bogeyed that hole, so he's got 2 birdies, 2 bogeys. He's even par today and sets at still 3 over par. But hanging at 3 over par right now is going to get him closer to the lead than he was yesterday. If he shoots even today, he's going to be in better shape than he was yesterday at this time. Again, nobody is going low. Graham McDowell and Dustin Johnson are both at 2 under par, and that's about all that's going on right now. Got some guys that you just don't know, never heard of, couldn't even tell you their names. Some of them that are under par. Sean O'Hare is 1 under today. How about the amateur yesterday, Swofford, who took a 9 on the final hole and he is at 4 over par. He's 1 under today, so outside of that last hole, the 18th yesterday, he would be one shot off the lead if he does anything on that, or two shots off the lead, I guess, if he pars that hole. He hit one in the water, hit one behind the tree, had some problems in the bunker, so that's where we're at in the U.S. Open. Say, folks, don't forget, if you're in Kearney or Grand Island this weekend with all the activities going on, stop by for lunch or dinner at the Chicken Coop, where they have a huge, huge basement with all the games, everything going on for your anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, meetings, any kind of get-together. If you've got an extra-large group, they can take care of you. You can also eat some chicken. They got the wings. That's why it's the Chicken Coop, folks. They've also got the new walleye and mountain oysters on Monday, a special for you in the evening. Great lunch specials every day, food and drink specials every night, because they're open 7 days a week. Check out the food. There's so much on the menu that you can have something different every single time that you stop in. And Wednesday night, of course, is Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We will take a break and be back with more, including a special guest. Ed Littler is going to join us, sports director at KHAS here in Hastings, back after this.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska football team has landed a 6-foot, 185-pound wide receiver and defensive back out of Beatrice High School. Daniel Davey committed to the Huskers yesterday. Davey was clocked at 4.3 seconds in the 40-yard dash at a football camp in Kansas last week. Davey had more than 1,000 all-purpose yards as a wide receiver last year for the Orangemen. Davey becomes the 10th known commitment to the class of 2011 and the second in-state recruit joining offensive lineman Ryan Reese out of Crete. Carolina Panthers away former Huskers safety Matt O'Hanlon. O'Hanlon signed with the team in April as an undrafted free agent. The 64th College World Series gets underway tomorrow. The first game features the only first-time participant, TCU, taking on Florida State at 1 o'clock, followed by number 6 national seed UCLA against number 3 national seed Florida at 6. Then on Sunday, South Carolina will take on Oklahoma at 1 o'clock, followed by Clemson against number 1 national seed Arizona State at 6. We'll have all the games coming up this weekend on ESPN 1550 KICS. The 33rd annual Sertoma A-Man All-Star Football Classic will be played on Saturday at Lloyd Wilson Field. Players and coaches are going through their final preparations this week at Central Community College in Hastings. East head coach Jim Clarkson says he'll rely on the running game in Saturday's contest.
We got a small but quick quarterback in Kalen Cook, so hopefully we can run some option maybe at him and do some different things. We got a great stable of running backs. You know, Chorus from St. Francis and Dosey from Hampton and even Gall from Clarkson. We got a lot of speed in our backfield, and hopefully we can break a few runs and kind of wear down the West a little bit. Even though they're a little bigger, I think they're going to be doing some different stuff than us, so hopefully we can get some points on the board.
West head coach Scott Johnson in Medicine Valley expects a close contest.
You know, I think it'll be a good game. You know, Coach Clarkson, I think he'll probably run a lot of power at us. You know, he likes to line up and just run you over, and we like to spread the ball, so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
The East leads the overall series 19-13, but the West has won the last two games, including last year's 32-22 victory. Kickoff is set for 1:30. Pregame show begins at 1:15 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also, the 52nd annual Shrine Bowl football game will be played at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln tomorrow, beginning at 6:30. We'll also have that game on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning at 6:25. Hastings College volleyball coach Ron Alexander has resigned to become the athletic director at Front Range Christian School in Littleton, Colorado. The Broncos were 27-9 in Alexander's only season with the team. They finished fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with an 11-5 mark. Prior to Hastings College, he coached volleyball at the University of Northern Colorado and was the head coach at Fort Morgan High School in Fort Morgan, Colorado. A search for Alexander's replacement is currently underway. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
If you've got the itch to ride, then get to Motorsports Sale and Service, where you'll find a great selection of new and used scooter, motorcycles, and ATVs from Yamaha, Suzuki, Honda, and Hyosung. Dirt bikes, sport bikes, go-karts, and Adley 50cc scooters starting at $14.99. They've got four-wheeled work, off-road fun, and open-road adventure like a Hyosung 650 Cruiser for only $6,000. Come see all the great deals at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, just past Highway 281, Grand Island.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. As- as we are live at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill with all the good things that are going on here until the top of the hour and all that's going on this weekend. And I'll tell you what, just for our Hastings listening audience today, yes, Amber Rosno is out of bed and is up. It is noon. She is up after celebrating the Laker victory last night.
And it's nice to have Amber with us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's still running around with her Laker gear on and championships and all that.
No, she didn't shower. She's wearing the same clothes on. So.
I didn't say that, oh, weirdo. Hey, we are here at Bullseye's Daddy. A lot going on this weekend. All summer long, check out the hot dog special. Hot dog and chips for just $3.99. And not just any hot dog. The stadium steak dog. How about the Coney Island, the Reuben dog, the salsa dog, or the KC dog? Just $3.99 with chips. One of those five, there it is, right there for you. It's their summer feature. And the comedians are coming up tomorrow night. They're going to have a lot of fun here. Got a couple comedians, got the DJs, got the music going on to start it. Then we've got the comedians, then some more music to wrap it up. The comedians will hit the stage right about 9:30 tomorrow. Who we got coming in?
Well, Benny Quash is going to get things started. He makes jokes sound simple, but you'll be thinking about them an hour later. Then he highlights the humor of everyday life, along with the humor of lives you never imagined. Hey, what's going on tomorrow night? It's right here. Bullseye Sports Bar. He opens up. Then Daryl Rhodes takes over.
Right out of the great city of Atlanta.
Perfect. He's been in a crazy heart with Jeff Bridges, Robert Duvall. He's been around a while. He's released 11 music and comedy CDs. This guy does a little bit of everything. Daryl Rhodes. Check him out. Both of them, tomorrow night, right here, Bullseye Sports Bar.
Then next weekend, it's the annual Bullseye Golf Tournament, the two-day, four-person scramble at the Elks, Hastings Elks Country Club. There's just two spots left, and as Mike Will told us earlier, it's like the funnest golf tournament there is all year. You're going to have a lot of fun. They include the steak and shrimp dinner, the drinks, the hors d'oeuvres, the Calcutta, the golf. It's all there for one low price. For more information, stop by Bullseye, talk to Rod. He'll get you in. He'll get you set up. You have to enter here at Bullseye. It's a lot of fun. It's so much fun, they start on Friday, Daddy.
Well, yeah, and Rod probably doesn't know much about it, so he'll send you to Kathy, and she knows about it.
That's exactly right, exactly right. We're glad you're with us here at Bullseye's, and we would like to have you come by and join us anytime this weekend as we are getting ready for the College World Series and all that is going on this weekend. Keeping up to date on the U.S. Open, keep it right here on ESPN Radio. Earlier today in the World Cup here on ESPN, the United States and Slovenia booted it away to a 2-2 tie, and we've had quite a few emails on the NBA Finals and on the World Cup already today into the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, when we come to Hastings, we see the weird radio people, we see the professional newspaper people, and then we usually see the legend, Ed Littler. And Ed is with us, the sports director from KKS. I'll tell you what, we had to pay a lot of money for that ovation.
That's for sure, with Mike Will leading the cheers, right?
Well, Ed, thanks for coming down and talking to us. I was interested the day that Nebraska is going into the Big Ten and all the time that we've seen you and knowing the Pelini brothers and all of that. You've stomped the grounds of the Big Ten. What are your thoughts on this whole deal?
Well, at first I was against it because I liked the Big 12, but the more you study the chances and opportunities that Nebraska will have playing these great schools and great teams, the more I like it. I mean, how can anyone not like Nebraska going to the Horseshoe or to Penn State or to the Big House? I mean, that's some exciting ball games that are in the future, and with the reputation of those universities, yeah, why not? Change is good, and it's time for a change, and I'm all for it.
I guess when you're talking about the Big Ten, you've been to some of these places.
Yep.
But, of the great ones, which one do you enjoy the best?
Well, I would have to say Daddy, Ohio State, the Horseshoe. It reminds me a lot of Nebraska. The teams are basically the same colors, the same passion among the fans. Believe me, those Buckeye fans are everywhere, just like Husker fans. They travel so well, and they never stop talking about Ohio State football. And, they know the game backwards and forwards like Nebraska fans do, so... Boy, Ohio State and Nebraska on the same field, and those two fan bases, maybe the two best fan bases in the country.
Ed Littler's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Bullseye in Hastings. Some folks think that that's going to hurt recruiting in Texas.
Yeah.
What's the recruiting battle like for the folks when they're deciding, well, do I go to Ohio State? Do I go to Michigan? Do I go to Purdue? Go to Penn State? What's it like, especially in Ohio?
Oh, it's intense, believe you me, because Michigan's right across the border. and they get half their teams from Ohio. So people would joke about the Ohio State-Michigan game. It's a battle between guys from Ohio. Some of the greatest ball players in Michigan history are from Ohio, and some of those Ohio State fans that give up ball players to Michigan are so mad when that happens. So, yeah, the recruiting battles are very, very intense, especially, of course, back in the late Woody Hayes day. He wouldn't even utter the word Michigan. He called him that school up north. That's how deep his hatred went. And, of course, Bo Schembechler, I'm talking about, was an assistant for Woody. And one time Woody got mad at him, threw a chair at him, and Bo threw the chair right back at Woody. This is way back in the early 60s, and that's how the legend got started, the battle between Ohio State and Michigan, and those two guys are going at it year after year.
Now, Ed, it seems when we break this thing down geographically, east and west, the teams you're talking about are going to be on the other side of our
right.
They're going to be in the east. We will be on the west.
Mm-hmm.
We will be at Camp Randall.
Yeah.
I think it's a great atmosphere. Minnesota, the program that's been up and coming the last couple of years, done some good things, at least been competitive in bowl games and whatnot. They're not the 84-7 that everybody remembers.
Right.
They're not the laughing stock. Other than that, maybe in Iowa is a built-in rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think those three atmospheres alone are way better than anything we see in the Big 12 North.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, and especially Wisconsin is so good, and they've been so good in bowl games. I think they're the only Big Ten team that has won two Rose Bowls in a row. Not even Michigan and Ohio State, I don't believe, have done that. And then the proximity of Iowa, and I think there's a bit of rivalry between Nebraska and Iowa fans, even though the teams don't play each other that much. But I can see that being a very, very good rivalry because those Hawkeye fans are pretty intense as well. So, yeah, I can't wait for that rivalry.
There's already some YouTube clips out there of Iowa fans shooting across the border at Nebraska fans. Ed Littler's talking with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, you see him as a sports director on Channel 5 KHAS. Ed, are there other things that maybe the fans haven't heard? There's been so much out there about the change in the football, especially, whether it be another sport, whether maybe it's something that happens in the Big Ten that doesn't happen in the Big 12 that you saw. Is there something that fans haven't heard about yet that they will?
Probably the traditions in the Big Ten, because I know that amongst Big Ten schools there are trophies. Like, for instance, there's the axe between Minnesota and, is it Michigan?
I think it's Michigan, Wisconsin. There's the jug. There's the jug.
Exactly right. Between Minnesota and Iowa, there's the oaken bucket between Indiana and Purdue. So that's pretty cool. And then you have Penn State. I mean, once Penn State joined that conference, what a boost for that conference the addition was Penn State was, and, you know, has continued to be. And I know Nebraska over the years has had great games with Penn State. And I know the two played twice in the 2000s, but even before that played some great ball games. So, you know, with Joe Pa on one side and Tom Osborne on the other side, of course, now Bo Pelini, how can anyone argue with a Nebraska-Penn State game in terms of excitement and, you know, TV interest and interest across? I don't know what T. Boone Pickens is talking about. Nebraska has far beyond more interest than just 700,000 households or whatever he said. He was talking about them like they were some small program. I don't know about that.
And I guess everybody's so focused on the football aspect of things, and that's where the money's generated. That's fine. Looking past that, basketball, baseball, volleyball should be very good in the Big Ten. Just your overall thoughts on those other programs, maybe.
Yeah, especially volleyball. John Cook used to be at Wisconsin. They have a great program. Penn State's national champions. I'm not sure of the others in the Big Ten. And then basketball, I think Nebraska can compete, and there are some traditions there. Indiana, all those years with Bobby Knight. Ohio State's great and has been really good for, you know, a long time. And Illinois went to the Final Four. You know, Minnesota has Tubby Smith. Iowa, I guess, has been down. They used to have Steve Alford as coach. So I think that, you know, is an opportunity for Nebraska to win some games. And then baseball, I don't know much about. I know it's cold in those Big Ten places, that's for sure. I think Nebraska can do very well in baseball in the Big Ten because you don't see any Big Ten teams in Omaha this week, for instance, and haven't seen any for a long time.
Ed, last thought before we let you get out of here. I know it's going to be a busy weekend for you and Colin and all those other hacks.
Yep.
with the Shrine and the 8-man and the College World Series and everything that's going on. Are there any negatives in your mind? As right now, as we've been saying, the grass is just flush and green in the Big Ten. Outside of the travel and possibly the cold weather, is there anything else that when you were stomping around in Ohio, you went, man, it's better in Nebraska?
Wow. The Big 12. I don't know. Of course, the Big 12 is kind of a new conference. I guess we'll have to see. You mentioned the travel. I think it really will cut down on the amount of Nebraska fans that can physically travel to State College, Pennsylvania, or Columbus, Ohio. Kansas State, even Oklahoma is a pretty easy drive. So I thought of that when they first were making this alliance. Wow, it's really going to cut down on the amount of fans. But I think over the years, Nebraska fans will get used to it, and somehow, some way, these Big Red fans will find a way to get to all of these stadiums, and there'll be enough Big Red fans in the stands, because it never ceases to amaze me how well they travel here.
Well, I say even Northwestern a few years ago made a run.
That's right.
That's something, you know, we haven't saw in Iowa State. Yeah, Dan McCartney got him to a bowl game. To make a run like they went to the Rose Bowl, I believe. You know, those teams can come up and bite you.
No doubt.
Week in, week out, it's going to be a much, much tougher conference than what we've experienced in the Big 12.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. Like you say, Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern, good coach, and you don't know how long Michigan's going to be down, probably not forever. Michigan State's good. Ohio State we know about. Penn State we know about, you know, so... Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, maybe one of the greatest coaches in the country. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. I think that people should get used to the fact that it is going to be difficult.
You win the Big Ten, you're going to be playing for the national championship. I guess that might be what it comes down to. Ed, thanks for coming down and giving us
great
some time
to be
today.
Here. Yeah.
We'll see you again on the road and wherever we cross paths and games from time to time.
Well, I listen to you guys all the time, right after Colin Cowherd every morning at 11 o'clock.
You the man.
I tune my radio. Never miss a show.
You know, it's weird. Ed's sitting down here. People are taking pictures of him. He's signing things. They're like, "Who the hell are those two bozos up there?"
They must live a very boring life if they're asking for my picture. I don't know. Well, thanks, guys. Good to be with you as always.
Hey, thanks, Ed. We're going to take our final break here from Bullseyes, and when we come back, our College World Series selection right after this.
Make It Fauner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food, full bar, live draw, keno, and coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing. Catch all the action from 20 tracks, including Lincoln Racecourse, afternoons and evenings from 11:30 a.m. daily. Enjoy Friday night prime rib and racing to midnight from Hollywood Park. Best bet for food and fun. Fauner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone. T-Bone Steak is our specialty. We promise quality, value, and variety. The best steaks around, the way you like it. Everything is big, except the prices. Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Texas T-Bone, Grand Island.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
It's All-Star High School Football Saturday on ESPN Radio, sister station, The Breeze, 94.5.
The ball ducked it inside. He's at the 15, he's at the 10. 5-yard line, he carries his man into the end zone for a touchdown.
Mike Will delivers the Saratoma 8-man East-West game from Hastings. Saturday night, Blaine Bulis calls the North-South game from Lincoln.
Still running the football to the 30, 25, 20, to the 10, stretches for the pylon, touchdown.
Hear how area players do when it's the best on best. High School Football, All-Star Saturday. Live on 94.5.
We'll see sunshine and some scattered clouds across portions of the area this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Winds will stay variable at 10 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and storms possible. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
We're back on the Doug and Danny Show, wrapping things up here for our two-hour show at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Don't forget, there's a couple of spots left at next weekend's four-person Scrabble golf tournament that Bullseye throws every year. That's one of the highlights of all time when it comes to sports and golf here in Hastings. That's coming up next week. And tomorrow night, the comedians are in. Daryl Rhodes, the headliner. Benny Quash is going to open up. That gets underway at 9:30. Don't forget, prime rib tonight and tomorrow. Poached salmon, the citrus poached salmon is a special on the menu on Friday and Saturday nights. And throughout the summer, they're Nathan's hot dogs. That's the ones they eat for the world-famous Nathan's contest. And pretty soon, Daddy, we're going to start talking about the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest that's coming up just after the 4th of July. With all this that's going on, just $3.99 for hot dogs and chips all summer long, quarter-pound dogs with five different varieties to choose from. The outside area is open, so if you want to hang outside and enjoy the weather and maybe have a smoke or whatever you want to do, they've got that for you. The beer garden's open here as well. And we just want to thank Rod and the gang here at Bullseyes for having us over to talk about all that has been going on with the NBA and the College World Series and the soccer. And Tom and Hastings says, make sure you take Daddy to Joe Tessa's for carp for a change from his wings when you get him down to the College World Series. One of the top places there. You mentioned Zesto's when we were talking to Mitch Sherman. Starsky's right across there. They've been actually, in the last 5 years, have been so many new spots. Those houses have not turned. They've turned into more than just concession stands and shirt stands and hat stands. There's so much that goes on. Plan some time to get there a little early because of the parking and maybe a few things that you're going to encounter this year that you normally wouldn't encounter at the College World Series. And before we get our picks for the United States Open, Tiger Woods even par through his front nine today, which was the back nine going on at Pebble Beach. Your leader right now is Graham McDowell as the golfers continue to stay on the golf course here. Graham McDowell has the lead at three under par. He's also 3-under through his round today. Brendan DeYoung, among a host of folks that are 1-under, including Dustin Johnson. So Graham McDowell at 3-under has a two-shot lead. Daddy, College World Series, who's in the finals and who's going to win this baby?
Well, you know, in the limited knowledge you have of these teams, I'd look at a team with 90 home runs. Pitching staff is 35-2. Every starter hitting over 300. That's the TCU Horned Frogs, and I start making my little Horned Frog with my hands, and I think you're going to see a lot of that. I got to disagree with Mitch Sherman. I think that is the darling for the simple fact they knocked out Texas. And you know what? I'm going to take them to be in the championship. From the other side of it, I think Arizona State's been number one. They must have the most talent. The sports writers know that. They've been 1, 2, 3 all year long. They were the one overall national seed. I will take them to face TCU. And you know what? I'm going to take TCU just to Cinderella first time. I'm sorry, Coach Martin of Florida State. I'd love to see you get one. I give them a dark horse shot. They've been there so many times. You got to think to put themselves in position that many that they're going to hoist a trophy. But TCU and Arizona State's who I've got.
Got to win three and in some cases four games to make it into the best of three finals. It starts on June 28th. You lose in that first round, it's a long way back. If you can win those first two games, you're really in great position in the 2-14 brackets. Daddy, I like a lot that there is to do with TCU, but one, to be a little bit different from you, and two, just because maybe they won't be able to handle the pressure. I think they can win tomorrow, but then after that, I think maybe they run into a little bit of trouble. I mean, you do put a guy out there that has at least lost a game or two, then they might have to play a fourth game somewhere along the way and might not be able to go back to their number one guy. So I'm going to take Florida to come out of bracket number one, and I'm going to take Arizona State to win the whole thing. They're 52-8, so I'm going to take Arizona State over Florida, although Arizona State better beat Clemson on Sunday because Clemson is red hot. It's going to be very tough, though, to beat Arizona State or TCU twice in their pool with what they've got. And that's what we've got on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Merritt, anything else we need to clean up in the studio?
No, I think everything's good.
All right, buddy, have a great weekend. Let's get that last minute and get on out of here. We want to thank the folks that joined us on the program today, including the head coach at TCU, Jim Schlossnagel, and that's, of course, why you picked TCU. Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald, Mike Will from our sister station, the Hastings Eastern Division, right here with his knowledge to start off the show, Ed Littler from KHAS-TV to give us his perspective coming out of Big Ten country and covering the Ohio connection for a long, long time. Daddy, that's going to wrap it up. Have a great weekend. Can't wait to be back on Monday to see where we stand. U.S. Open champ, will the United States still be rolling in that World Cup? Will they have some momentum? Will they make changes? And, of course, who's going to be in the winner's bracket of the College World Series?
Well, I want to tell you happy birthday.
Happy Father's Day.
I want to tell I'm Big Daddy.
From Butterscotch and Bucks.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to your father on Monday already, so we don't let it just dumb like that and I'll forget it.
That's it from Doug and Daddy live from Bullseye. Thanks for running the gang here. We'll talk to you Monday on ESPN Radio.
I want to thank Kathy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.